It's 7 minutes to seven on breakfast. The London Olympic Games open in 6 weeks' time. That means for athletes, it's crunch time. And those who have made the Australian Olympic team are now knuckling down, making their final preparations. The 13-member Australian sailing team is already in London and raring to go. The oldest member of that team is 42-year-old windsurfer Jessica Crisp. This is her fourth Olympics. Jessica told Madeline Jenner she's hoping it's fourth time lucky.
My preparations are sort of up and down. I've had my last race, which was actually at the Olympic venue, and that didn't quite go to plan. So I was meant to be having a couple of days off now, and I'm not allowed. Coach has told me, no, you get back on the water. So that's how it's going. It's still, I have quite a few things to work on, which is not the best, but it's sort of my bumpiest sort of lead into the Olympics ever, actually.
And is it helpful to be training on the course that you'll be on come the Olympics?
Yes, it is. It's really good to be here. It's sort of unusual. We don't normally race on the Olympic courses before the Olympics, or we don't normally launch out of the Olympic venue, and this is the first Olympics we've been able to sail out of the Olympic venue for, you know, the whole time, you know, in the 4 year lead up. So it does make a massive difference. You know, it's not like you're going into something different. You know what's happening, and, you know, it makes a huge difference.
This is your fourth Olympics, but you were actually at the Olympics much earlier than that. You were in the 1984 Los Angeles Games when windsurfing was just a demonstration sport.
Yeah, so I was 14 then. It was a demonstration sport, but there was a part for the boys. They had actually a full medal event on a different board. So, that was a while ago. I've been involved in the Olympics a long time.
It is a long time in the sport. What was it about windsurfing back then, and what is it that's kept you going?
It's funny, actually, that event back at that Olympics in 84, that's actually, you know how you have like the turning point of your life, like what you want to do, and that was the thing that actually made me stay windsurfing. Like, I went to that event, I had so much fun, and I've never stopped. I know it's a bit scary. Like, most of the girls I race with now are half my age. They could be my children. So, but it's funny, I go out there every day and I still love it, so I'm sort of lucky.
And you must have seen some big changes in the sport since the 80s.
Yeah, it's a lot of change. Back in the 80s, I'm sure everyone's tried windsurfing in the 80s. It's when everyone windsurfed, it was quite hard to learn. You had like really skinny boards and the booms were wooden, so everything was quite heavy. You know, to lift the sail out of the water was, you know, a feat in itself. And now everything, the boards have become wider, so they're not wobbly, and the rigs are carbon, so everything's really quite light. So I urge everybody to go give windsurfing another whirl, because it's much easier to learn now with this new stuff. But it has changed a lot. The equipment has gone through a million changes, and they've made it easier, which is a good thing.
And I presume also some major changes in just the professionalism of the sport.
Yeah, it's true. It has. Well, the Olympics has changed a lot. Like every cycle, so now this is my fourth cycle, it's the level of professionalism changes a lot. When I first started, people were doing it part-time and you'd have coaches coming in occasionally. And now everybody I race with actually does it full-time. It is their job.
Obviously, you compete in regattas and world championships. You're a two-time former world champion. But what's it like to compete at the Olympics? Is there a different vibe?
It's so funny. It's like people go, so what are the Olympics like? It's like the Olympics. It's not like any regatta, not like anything you've ever done before. It's sort of hard to describe. It's sort of surreal. It's surreal, but sort of scary, but it's bizarre, and everybody acts differently. Everything is different. Like, nothing is like anything you'll ever encounter, you know, in your life. And it's funny, you go into there, you know, everyone's sort of got expectations, and if you come out and you exceed those, it's a good thing. But if you don't, it's pretty harsh. So it's a sort of funny environment.
And as you say, this is your fourth Olympics. You've been windsurfing for 30 years. It's a long time in professional sport, and it must take a toll on your body.
It's funny. It's like the whole team has injuries except me. I'm the oldest on the team. It's funny. Your body sort of gets used to it. I tell everyone, oh, your body just gets better with age, and they're all just looking at me like, you're right. And I'm like, look, I have no injuries. And they're like, yeah, true. So, I don't know, your body gets used to it. Like, I do a lot of gym work and cardio work as well. And, touch wood, I haven't had issues for the last, you know, 4 years. So, but body must get better with age. You know, I tell everybody age is in the mind.
But mentally, it must make a difference that at least you have been to Olympics in the past.
Yeah, it's true, but it's every time you go and you're like, okay, this is what I'm going to do and this is how it's going to work and blah, blah, and you get in there and it just sort of takes everybody for a bit of a ride, like mentally. Like in the end, it's like everyone's pretty strong and pretty fit and, you know, there's favourites going in. But it's just, you can't even describe it. It's just sort of a crazy, crazy event that, I don't know, like mentally it's just really hard to control. So at least I do know what it's going to be like going in. It does have its advantages. They say people coming in for their first Olympics, it's hard to get a medal. That last Olympics, our sailing team, there was one boat, they won gold, so, and it was their first Olympics. So there's sort of no pattern or rhyme or reason to anything at the Olympics.
And is it fourth time lucky for you?
No, I hope so. I thought it was third time. I was close last time. And anyway, this time the run-up is a bit strange. So, I'm going to be coming as a dark horse, so maybe that's going to be the ticket.
Fourth time lucky, we're sure. Jessica Crisp, Olympic windsurfer, speaking with Madeline Jenner.